Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Former Georgia center, mortgage banker at Prime Lending. You can find him online, athenslender.com. Russ Tanner on the phone in parts unknown. We can't say where you are, can we? I'd be giving away too much info.
Well, you know, I think we can because I'm scouting out the enemy, Coach. Scouting out the enemy. We're just over the line in the lesser great state of Tennessee.
Okay.
So, The Tanner crew is camped down right outside of Chattanooga waiting to see the Commodores come through.
All right. Well, I guess they'll be rolling out a little bit later on today, and I don't know where they're staying, but
Well, they got a 15-passenger van. They're all coming in. So.
You know, that's easy for us to say and laugh at. Last time they came here, they won the game, so we got another revenge game coming up here tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, and we all know, we've talked about the last few years, you know, give Derek Mason and his team some credit. It ain't, you know, my dad, Vandy. You know, when I was growing up, Vandy was, you know, right along the line of everybody else in Division II football. I mean, they were terrible. They just weren't ever any good. They were never a threat. And as long as you didn't absolutely destroy yourself, you would beat them. It was a gimme. But that's not the case anymore. You know, Mason's recruited well. They've got some players. They execute. They believe they can win. So, you know, this ain't your dad's Vandy. I mean, they come in here, big-time SEC game. And Georgia's coming off the heels of two, let's be honest, kind of subpar games. We've won well but just haven't looked great. So, you know, a lot on line for the Dawgs tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about the last couple of weeks. And is it an expectations thing? You know, a two-touchdown win on the road against Missouri and then a 26-point win over Tennessee. Is it Georgia could have played better? I mean, or is it somewhere in the middle? I know we talked about this last week, too, but, I mean, what do you think it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, if we could put our finger on it, it will be solved. You know, so there's not going to be just a straight answer to that. But, you know, we are spoiled from the facts you just talked about. We get to complain about our team, and we've just solidly beaten two of our big rivals, SEC games, and beaten them solidly. If you look at the Tennessee game, we actually dominated the stats. It wasn't even close. You know, time of possession, rushing yardage, you know, really score at the end of the game. But anybody watching it, it just didn't feel like a dominant performance. And I think it comes down to, for us as Georgia fans, we've got this sense of what this team could accomplish if everything went right, if everything clicked, that we would dominate somebody whistle to whistle, you know, kickoff to kickoff, whatever it may be, without any let-up or any exception, and that just hasn't happened the last 2 weeks. You know, it's been a conservative game plan. We've come out. We haven't given up any big plays, haven't allowed a lot of points, and won soundly, but it just didn't leave you. You didn't walk out of the stadium with slobber coming out of your mouth thinking, oh, man, I can't wait to get another taste of that. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if this team is still trying to find their identity, trying to find out what they want to do every day. Or if they just haven't executed well. I hope it's execution because execution can be cured.
Russ Tanner joining us here.
Now, Russ, when you look at a game like this, obviously it's homecoming, so there's going to be a lot of kind of fanfare around the program. Kind of give us a rundown on homecoming from the players' perspective. Is there really that much more to distract you, or are you guys just so locked in that none of that stuff really affects y'all?
Makes no difference at all. You know, the only guys it would affect is, you know, there's always a group of guys that would travel the night before the game, meaning go to the team hotel, wherever it is. There'd be other guys that maybe dress out that don't travel. Those guys that dress out but don't travel, they're not going to be playing. They're red shirt, those guys that are hurt, whatever it may be. They go to the parade the night before. They'll probably go to a little Tony sorority get together, have a good time, enjoy the evening, as they say. But then they're there Saturday just putting the pads on and watching. But as far as the guys who are playing who are getting ready, honestly, no difference. I didn't even know it was homecoming week the majority of the time I was there. But then you read about it, you see it, and you know, what was then we just read the red and black every day. Now I guess it's on Twitter or whatnot. So, I mean, you knew it was happening, but as far as your preparation, what was going on, nothing changed. You don't make, you know, it's not like in high school where your quarterback runs back out of halftime to take his shoulder pads off and walk, you know, the princess down the aisle or whatever it is on the 50-yard line. I mean, there's none of that. It's all business still. The homecoming doesn't make a difference to these guys.
Yeah, no, that is kind of, I guess, the environment's a little bit different, but it is kind of weird. You know, Georgia's playing Vandy for the 25th time for homecoming. Usually it's in the daytime. The nighttime will be kind of interesting just to kind of see what the atmosphere is like as far as that goes.
Yeah, especially when it comes out in those black jerseys that nobody knows about.
Uh-oh. You just got Sam fired up.
No, seriously, I tweeted that a couple of weeks ago when we found out what time this game was going to be, that it would just be the perfect environment for them to do it. But please continue.
Of course it would. We all know that. I mean, it's just the common thread that all of us fans now share is like, night games, 7 p.m. or later kickoff time in Athens, wear black. It'd be awesome. But it ain't going to happen. Kirby's not going to have the gimmick of, you know, trying to come out and surprise people or something like that. It would be announced and talked about to get all the fluff out of the way early in the week. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to happen. So I forgot the question because I started talking about black jerseys.
Yeah, I forgot the question. It wasn't a good one. I asked. it was just about having homecoming at night instead of during the day. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you know, I like the night games. You know, it's something where Georgia hasn't had that yet this year. And, you know, last week, you know, fans, you know, we need to look at ourselves in the mirror because the stadium environment was not hype. It was not loud, raucous, what should be Georgia-Tennessee game. I mean, it was just not. It was a nice, pleasant Saturday afternoon in Athens. Oh, we got to watch our team just do their thing. It was such a nice evening. Man, get rid of that. Come out, yell, holler, make it loud, make it hard on the other team. And maybe the night game is what it is. You know, fans, you got another 4 hours to prepare as opposed to last week. I mean, make it hard for Vanderbilt. Make it hard on their quarterback. Make it hard on them sigma of the play. And the players will be excited. You know, coming out under the lights is always a fun time.
Our man Russ Tanner's joining us, not in the studio. Are you going to be with us next Friday?
All right.
All right.
I mean, unless one of my fans calls with some tickets and a private jet to Baton Rouge, and then, you know, I mean, I'll
well,
love
be,
y'all and everything.
We'll excuse you for that. Okay, we'll excuse you for that. How now, as a player, now be honest. Now, the players are completely focused on Vanderbilt. I get that. But when you had a game like this where you're a giant favorite and there's a big game the following Saturday, is there any peeking ahead? I mean, I know that's dangerous, but, you know, the players are only – you know, they're only human. What's it like knowing that there's a big, giant road game coming up?
I think if the team had been playing well, rolling everybody, and feeling really good about themselves, you'd probably worry a little bit about a look ahead. You'd probably think, oh, we killed everybody else. Andy, you know, whatever. Just do your thing because LSU, baby, Death Valley, Baton Rouge, that's where it's at. But right now, just my take on it from knowing what I know about the coaching staff, about the players over there, and watching the last few weeks, I don't think anybody over in the Busmere feels real good about themselves right now. You know, and it's probably a little bit by design with Kirby and crew. I mean, I'm sure that this last week's film session was probably not a very fun week. So the point of all that is I don't think the coaches are really giving these guys a chance to look ahead. I honestly expect Georgia to come out tomorrow and beat the brakes off of Vanderbilt. Last week, we're talking about the line, 30.5 for Tennessee. I said – way too many. There's no way you put money on that. I don't know what the line is tomorrow with Georgia, but I feel like it sets up for a butt-whooping for Vanderbilt. I really do. So, you know, hopefully I'm not jinxing us putting the bad juju on it, so do your thing in the studio to X that out. But
26
you know,
and a half.
Like, give it to me. I think Georgia's due to play well, to come back, you know, to bounce back from two good wins where you haven't looked great. There's another SEC team getting ready to go into Baton Rouge, and, man, would that be some momentum because LSU's at Florida tomorrow.
LSU,
night.
Yeah, favored by a couple of points at Florida tomorrow.
Ooh, at Florida. But if they win and we win, it's going to be rocking in the Bayou next week. So, you know, I feel like it's a chance for the Dogs to really get back on track for what they want to be. If we think we're a national championship team, well, tomorrow's the day that we beat the brakes off of Vanderbilt, then get ready for the battle in the Bayou.
Russ Tanner joining us as the Dogs get set to take on Vanderbilt tomorrow night.
Russ, I kind of agree with you. I've been saying that I think Georgia comes out, corrects some of their issues, and really kind of puts the foot down heading into the LSU game. Do you think that, you know, obviously Georgia has kind of had some inconsistency on offense What do you think they're going to be focused on most in terms of attacking Vanderbilt? Is it going to be kind of trying to reestablish the run game, or do you think they're going to be more intrigued with trying to, you know, get a better rapport built with Jake Fromm and even Justin Fields and the receivers?
Well, I think it's pretty clear from watching Kirby that Georgia is going to win the line of scrimmage regardless. That's going to be the mindset. And what does that mean, to answer your question? That means that you're going to come out and try to have a physical running game to make Vanderbilt not want to tackle in the second half. Now, I was reading this week, Kirby said something in the paper about his philosophy. He's like, we love to run the ball in the first half because them having to tackle every play pays off in the second half. So I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see this offensive line be challenged. They came in with, you know, biggest offensive line in the country, essentially the best line Georgia's ever had. And just quite honestly, they have not dominated anybody yet. I think it's time for those guys to step up and have a dominant game. They're the biggest, fastest, strongest lineman Georgia's ever had physically. You come up against a Vanderbilt team that doesn't have the biggest, strongest defensive lineman in the SEC. I think you're going to see Georgia come out and try to pound the crap out of Vanderbilt tomorrow. And then, you know, I'm ready to see, as we all are, again, this is not breaking news, I'm ready to see the ball go up top. Pound them, make those safeties come down, and then start throwing the ball to Miko. See if the Demetrius Robertson kid can get it. You know, Jeremiah Holloman, Holloman, yeah. He's looked like a freak. Riley, really, you've got weapons, but you've got to establish that running game to make those safeties come up, or else it doesn't matter how many Randy Mosses you got on the field. You're not going to throw it over the top. So I think you see Georgia try to establish a physical running game, make Vanderbilt decide they want to get on the bus quickly and get back to Tennessee.
Pound, 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 strike, I believe strike. Somebody said a few weeks ago here in this studio.
That's it.
Well, that's a game plan every week, isn't it?
It is. I mean, again, there's nothing complicated about what Georgia does. We're going to try to line up and execute our running game and make you adjust to stop it, and then we're going to throw it past you. That's what we're going to try to do. And when it works well, it can't be stopped. Look at what Bama's doing right now. They're killing people with it. Georgia wants to do the same thing. Beat people physically at the point of attack, and let your athletes out-athlete their guys. Pretty simple, but you got to execute it.
What do you think on the Fields getting more a few more snaps every week? What do you think of that?
I like it. You know, the dude is a weapon. You see him running the ball. I mean, he is a physically gifted guy. You know, he's somebody who's not as far along in the playbook as Fromm. Just pure time. He will be. Next year, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a conversation about who the quarterback is, because Fields is very talented. The place where I love Fields in the game right now is on these obvious rundowns. Obvious run situations, you know, end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, where you know you're going to run the ball. My grandma, who's never seen a football game in her life, knows Georgia's going to run the ball. Put Fields in, because him being able to pull that ball on the zone read and scamper out the backside of it, making that defensive end either crash to stop the running back or play him, just makes the defense a lot more vulnerable. It's one more huge thing they've got to plan for and prepare to stop. And that's not something you have with Fromm. Fields is a freak running the football.
You know,
so when he's doing that zone read where he pulls it, it makes it really hard on the defense.
Yeah, no question. And we've seen that athleticism. It definitely gets your mouth watering to see the kind of things he can do. And you know, I know that's one of the things too, is the offense. I mean, I know they've scored a bunch of points this year, and there have been some non-offensive touchdowns, but it's what do you think is being done this week in practice for Georgia to get off to a better start offensively? That might be a weird kind of question.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know.
I like that.
My guess is, you know, they're going to come up. What you see happen a lot of times is the offense coordinators, quarterbacks, coaches, whoever, sit down with you guys, sit down with Fromm, sit down with Fields, and say, what do you like? This is what Vanderbilt does. They give you this alignment. Their safety's lined up here. Their cornerback does this. They've got three linebackers, four linebackers. These are our plays. Where are you comfortable? Which throws do you like making? And you will see those guys come out and make a throw or two early. You know, you think about, like, the idea of Georgia running audibles, which means when they come to the line, quarterback looks at the defense, changes the play for what's there. Go ahead and get two or three defined things so that those guys feel good about where it's at. If the players are confident in what they're doing and execute well full speed, Vanderbilt can't stop Georgia. Just plain and simple. The part where you get hurt is where you're indecisive, where you don't know where it's at. You know, the thing Fromm sure was holding the ball too long in the pocket. If there's a knock on him, that's been it this year. I think you see Georgia come out, get some passes out of hand quick, get some good receptions, you know, run the plays we really feel good about with the back, Holyfield, Swift, whatever they like, run those plays early. Try to let those guys just get a little bit of taste of blood Because once they taste that blood, so to speak, they're after more. And then you start attacking. So, you know, it's either that or just throw the heck out of the ball. Throw it as far as you can, see if your guys can outrun them and go get it. I like that plan, too.
Russ Tanner joining us on the phone today instead of here in the studio, but we'll forgive him.
You know, we always talk about, like, overlooking an opponent, you know, like a Vanderbilt for a big game. But is there a little bit of a difference when the opponent that's, you know, coming up in 2 weeks is arguably your biggest game of the season, at least for a game that's on the schedule?
Well, I mean, maybe. But, again, I mean, it's cliche, but cliches are often true. That's why we say them. But, like, this game for Georgia, the one in front of them, is the biggest game of the season so far. You know, if you lose to Vanderbilt, your road to the national championship gets a lot harder. And let's be clear, the goal for Georgia this year is to play for and win the national championship. SEC is what you want to win, don't get me wrong, but the national championship is the goal. You lose to Vanderbilt, that path gets hard. And it's even a lot harder to get to the SEC at that point because, I mean, look, who else is going to beat Kentucky on the east side of the schedule, you know, if we lose to Vanderbilt? So it makes it a lot harder. So you've got to win this game. And, again, like we talked about, I don't think this team feels good about themselves from the last 2 weeks. I don't think they look back like, oh, man, we got this crap in the bag, baby. We rolling. I think these guys are going to come out hungry, ready to roll, and have a game plan that execute well and really try to dominate. And crowd, if the crowd is what we say, Sam, lit.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
I think you're going to see this team play really well tomorrow night.
I hope so. I mean, I love watching them play anyway. I like when you win by 28 points and your fans are just not happy. That means you put the program in a pretty good place. But it also leaves you a sense of, hey, there is room for improvement. So I like that also.
Yep. So, you know, this team right now has not – nobody watching this game feels as good as we do about where the Georgia team ended up last year. You know, I think you got to go back and look at how the first half of the season went last year. We kind of eased through. We made it through. We survived and then played really well down the stretch. You know, hopefully we see the same out of this team because right now, you know, we just really don't know what they are. You can't trust them yet is what it feels like. So, you know, games like Vanderbilt goes a long way, by the way, to letting you be able to trust your guys. If they come out and take care of business when they've got to, not when they have to, but when they got to, if there's a difference in those two things, you start feeling a whole lot better about what you got. And then you go to LSU and you really find out what you're made of. So, huge two-week stretch heading to the bye week for Georgia right now.
Russ Tanner along with us.
I think one thing, too, that, you know, you look at with Georgia's schedule is it's so funny. We were talking about this the other day. Going into the season, the front half of the schedule looked really hard with those two road trips to Columbia and everything, and Georgia relatively easily took care of business there. Now you look at the schedule and it's like, no, the tough stuff's on the back half because LSU's better than people thought they were going to be. Florida looked pretty good against Mississippi State. You know, you've got Kentucky who's kind of come out of nowhere here. So it's just funny how the perception of a schedule looking at it before the season versus in the middle of the season can be completely different.
Yeah, because how many ranked teams right now, how many teams on Georgia's schedule? How many games do we have left? How many games are ranked? Do y'all know that answer?
Well, I tell you, it definitely gets tougher on the back end. Let's see here. LSU ranked, Florida, I believe they are, they're number 22. Kentucky is number 13. Auburn is number 8. So after this weekend, Georgia's about to play four straight games against ranked opponents.
Like, this is why you sign up, boys.
Yeah.
When you send that letter of intent back in December or February, whenever you sign these days. Like, this is what you sign up for. You didn't sign up to play Austin Peay. You didn't sign up to beat Middle Tennessee State. You didn't sign up to beat the Minutemen from Massachusetts. You signed up to play four straight SEC-ranked opponents. Yeah. That's why you're here. And, I mean, that's what it's all about on Saturdays.
I would have signed up to play the Minutemen, but I'm not on that same level of, of these guys. It's not the same caliber there. Now, see, when you signed up to play the Auburns and the Clemsons of the world, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's easy to talk about now as a 35-year-old man walking around a hotel parking lot in Chattanooga. But, you know.
So are you going to the game tomorrow night, or are you out of town all weekend?
No, we'll be back, baby boy.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That makes me feel better knowing you'll be at the game. I don't know why. Not that you're playing or anything, but it just makes me feel better.
Well, it shouldn't because I left my pessimistic side back in Georgia and just said we're going to cover 26. So maybe I don't even need to be there.
Hey, you know, how much when you know, the one thing about Vanderbilt is, you know, Georgia's a huge favorite, but they got a veteran quarterback who yep. can who can chunk it around a little bit, who's already won in this stadium. I mean, does that mean anything?
Yeah, they're not intimidated.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what to expect. They know what to do. They've been here before. You know, they're not going to come in and lay down and say, oh, well, Georgia's playing. You know what, we're just getting a check this week, going back to the house, it's going to be all good. Like, these guys legitimately think they can win. A veteran quarterback is a long way for you, especially one that's already beat you in this venue 2 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I expect Vanderbilt to come in. You know, teams like that hype themselves up. They talk themselves into believing they can win, they can compete, they can shock the world. Although this wouldn't be a shock the world thing. But that's kind of what they tell themselves, right? And if you let them capitalize on that belief and turn that into a little bit of momentum, they're very dangerous. The reason, back to the question about why, how does Georgia start early? I don't know how they start early, but it needs how they start well early, but it needs to happen tomorrow.
Russ, you're the man. I appreciate you taking a few minutes, even though you're out of town. We'll look forward to having you back in the studio next Friday for that, unless you get the private plane or whatever it is. But if that doesn't happen for you, we'll look forward to having you in the studio next week talking about the LSU game.
You know, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise, I'll be there.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Safe travels, my man.
Go Dogs.
All right, go Dogs. Russ Tanner, former Georgia center. He snapped the ball to David Green and DJ Shockley. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mortgage banker of Prime Lending. You can find Russ online at athenslender.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.